Uncertainty is hanging over Avdiivka, one of the frontline towns in eastern Ukraine. When we met Chaplain Olena 3 weeks ago, she brushed away the prospect of war. Now she's worried and feels uncomfortable being on the streets. Some of her neighbors openly hostile to her.
They think Ukraine is guilty party when it comes to the shelling. They don't believe Russia could act like this. My life is at risk. In this kind of society, anything can happen, especially now.
Less than a kilometer away, at the front line, soldiers are on alert. Recently, the shelling has intensified. Evidence still fresh of the latest rocket attack. The front line here hasn't moved ever since the Minsk agreement was signed, with neither sides making territorial gains or losses. But now, the recognition by Russia of the two self-proclaimed republics of Donetsk and Lugansk puts into question where the new lines are going to be drawn. The agreement set a 420 kilometers demarcation line, giving the Russian-backed separatists only a third of what they see as their historical land. Now, with official support from Moscow, they could try again to expand their control.
I think it will be border of Donetsk and Luhansk region as they was at the past. Not only this area that already have, but further. And I think that is the reason of most dangerous situation here. Basically, we understand that we are on the way of them.
The Ukrainian army is in a difficult situation. Many civilians in this area don't support it. They welcomed the separatists back in 2014 and continue to support Russia now. Others, like Viktor, blame the current situation on the government in Kyiv.
What are they fighting for? Who are they fighting for here? I don't see any sense in that. If it's for me or my family, there's no need. What are they doing here? If you're shelling the separatists all the time, Russia can't leave them on their own. If our president had negotiated with them, then things could have been different.
With the Minsk agreement now in tatters, Ukraine has declared Avdiivka and other towns and villages along the front line restricted areas. But for the soldiers, the most difficult battle could be winning over the support of the people. Hod Abdelhamid, Al Jazeera, Avdiivka in eastern Ukraine.